5 years old, I was in the church singing, you know, along to gospel music. But I think in Australia, it's a bit of a different, it's kind of maybe a watered down version of like the really soulful gospel music you hear in like black American churches. So when I moved to America and started going to church over there, that was when I really was just completely fascinated and blown away by the kind of, well, the caliber of the singers that were in my church too were really incredible. I mean, Chaka Khan was a family friend of the singers I grew up singing with in church over there. So they were just incredible. And I think so much soul music comes from gospel music. And I think before that I'd been really ignorant to it, but just being in an environment like that where church was more about the music than the preaching or any other aspect of the faith, really just learnt a lot. I don't know, I'd always wanted to be a singer. I think after my voice broke, you know, and I hit puberty and it got deeper. I think before that I just sounded like a girl. Well, then when my voice broke and then I started smoking as a teenager, I think that helped.
Is it possible for you to sing me a couple of the things that you sang in church and everything?
I can sing you one thing. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify his holy name. I said, ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify his holy name. Boom, 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 boom. Imagine big drum rolls at the end. Yeah, there you go.